Adam, Harp, and Karen. Chapter 1. I owe my career as a Navy SEAL to a girl. I'm not the first, and I doubt I'll be the last. She was younger than I was, a brunette with the face of a supermodel, great dance moves, and, key to my heart, a quick sense of humor. The first time I tried to kiss her, I closed my eyes too soon, and I heard her say, what are you doing? I'm going to kiss you. Not before you ask me out, you're not, she said. Will you go out with me tomorrow night, then? Pick me up at 7 o'clock, she said, then gave me a better kiss than I deserved, and went home. The next evening, I picked her up at 7 sharp, and, big spender that I was, drove her to Taco Bell. She ate a large order of Nachos Bel Grande and 3 soft tacos supreme. Gorgeous girl, perfect figure, and the appetite of a lumberjack. I knew nothing about life, but I thought I was in love. When I graduated high school in Butte, Montana, the same high school my grandfather and father had graduated from, and enrolled at Montana Tech, the local college, the girl was still a junior. It's just one of those things. You're not going to date a high school girl when you're in college. So I stayed away, but I couldn't keep my mind off her. She went on doing her high school thing, dating and going to dances, which she damn well should have been doing, but I wanted it both ways, me having my fun and her staying on hold. I simmered miserably for weeks, then finally snapped when I heard she spent the day with some high school boy.